This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that an in-person meeting of Israeli and U.S. officials on the planned operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah will take place in a couple of weeks. National advisor Jake Sullivan praised Israel's willingness to let more aid into Gaza.
Look at the last 2 days. There's been a substantial increase in the amount of aid going into Gaza. That's good. It is not good enough.
Israel said 468 aid trucks moved into Gaza Tuesday, highest since the conflict began, followed 419 on Monday, though the Red Crescent and United Nations gave much lower figures, with the UN saying many trucks were only half full because of Israeli inspection rules. Turkey has announced restrictions on trade with Israel, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights to the country as a consequence of the war in Gaza. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the move comes as the Turkish president reverses his rapprochement of efforts, which proved unpopular among voters in last month's elections.
Turkish Airlines announced that it will not resume flights to Israel until next year. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan announced sanctions on Israel on April the 8th that include a ban on steel and cement exports. Analysts say Turkey's moves are the result of growing criticism of Erdogan's ruling AK party for maintaining trade relations with Israel despite the war. The Islamist Yeniden Refah party focuses campaign on condemning the Turkish president for continuing to trade with Israel. Protests against Turkish trade with Israel are expected to grow, adding further pressure on Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington and former President Donald Trump in Florida to help push for a new aid package for Ukraine. He's urging Republican lawmakers to stop blocking the Ukraine aid. VOA Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
Cameron said he can get very emotional about it.
There will be people in Tehran, in Pyongyang, in Beijing, looking at how we stand by our allies, how we help them, how we stop this illegal and unprovoked aggression, and working out whether we are committed, whether we're prepared to see it through. So I'm here to offer my opinion, to meet with anyone who wants to talk to me about it, to make those arguments.
For his part, Blinken called on Republican leaders in Congress to bring Ukraine aid to a vote as soon as possible. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Meanwhile, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. is sending emergency aid to help Ukraine maintain a vital missile system amid Russia's onslaught.
Air defense is one of Ukraine's top security needs, and the State Department's approved $138 million for critical repairs and spare parts on Hawk missile systems. The move comes as the Biden administration pleads with Congress to approve a $60 billion package for Kyiv.
The price of U.S. leadership is real, but it is far lower than the price of U.S. abdication.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin made the case to a Senate panel, but hardline Republicans are holding up the aid, and the package's future remains in doubt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least four people were killed, another 12 injured in a fire in a building in Hong Kong. It broke out at a building called New Lucky House in Hong Kong's Jordan neighborhood. Police said that three males and one female were killed. Police said that they were still receiving calls from people inside the building who were requesting help. Firefighters rushed to the scene after receiving a call about the fire before 8 a.m. Wednesday. Local media reported the fire started at a gym on the first floor, but the blaze had been brought under control. The United Nations Migration Agency says 38 migrants are dead. 22 others have been rescued from a shipwreck off Djibouti on a popular route to Yemen. Rescue teams searched for six other migrants who were thought to be on board. Djibouti is a main transit country for migrants trying to reach Gulf nations from Horn of Africa nations such as Ethiopia and Somalia in search of work. Tens of thousands use that route every year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.